You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We have three ways to donate here, folks. We have PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. So if you get anything out of this podcast, folks, please consider donating. We're a listener-supported podcast. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be on the air. This podcast is End Time World News, in case you're just joining us, is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the date is yesterday, actually, Tuesday the 26th, 2022. And I picked this article. This is very interesting. It'll be very, very interesting. We'll get into it because it's dealing with the COVID and the shots and the triple vaccinated people. So we're going to get into that a little bit today, a little bit informative information. And again, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And just for your own information, as I've said many times before, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I a healthcare professional or a provider. However, under the Freedom of Information Act, I bring this information to you and the First Amendment free speech. So that's how you get this information, folks. So under the Constitution and the Freedom of Information Act. So here you go. Let's get into today's podcast. Reality check. Triple injected 500% more likely to catch COVID than compared to the unvaccinated. Oh, this should be interesting, folks. The Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccine effectiveness continues to drop, especially among those triple vaccinated, who are now said to have five times more likely to become infected with the disease than the unvaccinated. I wonder why. Maybe it's because God gave us unvaccinated. Well, God gave everybody, but especially now with half of the world vaccinated, God gave man and woman the ability to fight off disease and infection. What that's called is an immune system, folks, an immune system. And a lot of people don't know that. And they take that for granted, or else they just want to skip over that deliberately. But God gave you the perfect immune system, and a lot of people don't know that. The latest figures from the UK Health Security Agency show that the COVID jab effectiveness has dropped -391%. Among the triple jab people ages 60 to 69, and for those aged 30 to 59, the jab effectiveness has dropped -298% and -324%. All other age groups have similar drops in jab effectiveness. This conclusion being that fully jabbed people are somewhat between 3 to 5 times more likely to be to come down with the COVID. The unvaccinated the unvaccinated to test positive for the Fauci flu. deaths are skyrocketing in the fully injected. And that's what they don't like to tell you, folks. And I know every time I say that, I know that I risk this podcast and this huge platform of being not only demonetized, we operate on donations, so there is no monetization there, not really. And I risk getting the word out to you of being taken off the air. I realize that. I put myself, every time I get behind the microphone, folks, it can be danger. It can be the last podcast I do, at least on this channel. Because, again, they just don't want you knowing the truth. And that's just a fact of life. They don't want you knowing the truth. You have to go along with the narrative. You have to go along with what they say. If they don't say if they say jump and you're supposed to say how high, if you don't go along with their medical tyranny and their medical narrative, especially Dr. Fauci, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. They're coming after you. And I realize when you put out alternative news and information, I'm putting this out because I know I've seen with my own eyes, I've heard, I've watched people, all kinds of people have all kinds of adverse reactions and effects. So you have to understand that, folks, that I'm not putting this stuff out just to appease and just to get large numbers and tons of listeners. I don't care about that. I, of course, care about all you listeners and all you folks out there, Christians and non-Christians. I care about all you brothers and sisters in Christ. But the truth has to come out. And there's a price, sometimes a heavily paid price throughout history of people that's come out with the truth. Usually when you come out with the truth, you get a warning, you get a slap on the wrist. Other times throughout history and ancient history, it means death. It means off with your head. It means stoning to death in certain countries and on and on and on. It means hanging, the guillotine, everything. And you have to understand that men and women throughout history that have spoke the truth, even back in Jesus' times, they were crucified, they were hung upside down, they were beheaded. I mean, that's part of life when you want to tell the truth. And so you have to be willing to step up and pay the consequences for talking and for getting out the truth, for speaking and letting the world know what's really going on. Back to the podcast here, folks. I digress. Currently, cases within the Wuhan disease are at their highest they've been since the beginning of the year. The data shows clear from the figures that not only do the jabs not protect against the infection, but they actually appear to cause more of it. There you go. That's the key. I've known that all along. But again, like anything else, I've been suppressed. I've been suppressed even on YouTube. I have a couple YouTube channels. They're always constantly either being videos taken down, podcasts taken down. It's all the time. I don't know how many strikes. I just quit posting on YouTube, folks, because it's not worth it. The censorship's too high there. The figures show that the case rates are highest among the triple vaccinated in all age groups, reports the Daily Exposé, and that's in the UK, but not just a little bit, and instead by millions of miles. And the gap between the unvaccinated and triple vaccinated has been getting worse month by month. Therefore, these figures indicate that COVID-19 injections make triple recipients more likely to be infected by the COVID-19 than the unvaccinated population. And then, of course, Pfizer's mRNA injections are nowhere near 95% effective. Where did the company come up with this figure? Okay, you know, one of the things the expose is really good at is exploiting the data between to read between the lines, which almost always exposes the injections as doing the opposite of what they're claimed to do. In the case of Pfizer mRNA, the messenger RNA injection is nowhere close to being 95% effective as the company claims and based its data on. The vaccine effectiveness was a low -391.43% among 60 and 69-year-olds in week 13, falling from 114.8% in week 5. The expose explains how the real-world data directly...
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
It contradicts Pfizer's claims. And of course, folks, again, I've known this. And again, the whole world is censored. And just whatever creeps out, whatever leaks out a little bit in the cracks here and there, that's all we have to go by. That's all we can do as Christians. We just live for the truth. We live for Jesus Christ and God Almighty and to serve Him. We can only do so much. And that's all we're here for. We're here to serve God, and we're here to do as much as we can possibly do. And I do everything I possibly can to bring you the truth. And again, these vaccines are all poisonous. If you've taken it, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for your family. I'll pray for your loved ones. It's taken it out of fear. But again, myself personally having, I believe it was the Omicron variant going back about 4 or 5 months ago. I got through it. I was sick for a week or two. You know, I'm over 50 years old. I was sick for a week or two, and then I recovered just like anything else. It takes time. It takes time, and it takes you taking care of yourself and your health, but God willing, and I give God all the praise and glory through Jesus Christ, that I'm here today. I made it, and if I can make it, you can too. So back to the podcast, folks. Most of the concerning declines seem to be from the 60 to 69-year-olds and from 70 to 79-year-olds. And so that them are the age groups from 60 basically to 79, folks. It looks like that they've fallen off the cliff in week 9 to week 13. And then the fall among the 18 to 29-year-olds have slowed between week 9 and week 13 after taking the shot, but still sits at a -231.22%. After being -29.8% in week 5. And so the data is so damning that makes sense why the UK security agency, the health security agency, published weekly figures on April Fool's Day 2022. It busts apart the narrative, and they simply cannot allow this to happen. You know, and again, the truth will get out one way or another. They can only suppress this for so long, folks. None of them have seemed to even considered to link it to the COVID vaccines. Even my son, who is 6, understands the issues and asked me to carefully be watching the drug advertisements. And the son asked, "Daddy, why does the commercial explain how the drug can kill you?" Amazingly, this is the times we live in. And of course, that's the times we live in. Their aim is to topple governments and to topple monarchies. This person wrote about succeeded. They truly think self-governance doesn't work. Well, self-governance would work with the minimal amount of education and hard enough enforcement, serious wrongs early on. Now, though, it would literally take arresting and making them do hard labor. The CEO of every politician that is taken from the multinational corporations, almost all heads of organized religion. And so, again, you know, folks, it's all set up. It is always, always, always set up. And this is set up so that they can depopulate the world. That's their ultimate goal, is for depopulation. Depopulation in the world, that's what they want to do. That's what they aim to do. They aim to depopulate the world about 95% and only leave about 500 million people or so left in the world. And it's very sad, but that's what they want to do, folks. So right now, if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, here's a simple prayer. If you're not giving your life to Jesus and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I'm going to call on you to find a quiet spot right now, whether it be outside, sneak outside for a minute, in a bathroom, if you have to go in your car or your truck and close the door just to get some privacy for just 2 or 3 minutes. Folks, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, it's important in these end times. We are in the end times. We certainly are in the mark of the beast. And you have to understand, we're not going to be here forever. We're not going to be here forever. And people will argue with me, and I just let them go. And I pray for them. I pray for them, brothers and sisters in Christ that don't understand. But bottom line is, folks, that we're not going to be here forever. And if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ right now, then the only other place you'll go to is hell. And I don't want anybody to burn in hell. I don't want anybody, not a single soul, to burn in hell. And so I do this. I try to do this on each and every podcast. I have a salvation prayer. And if you say this and give your life to Jesus Christ, you can start a new life. And so I ask right now, if you're ready, let's go. Just repeat after me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, congratulations. Let me know about it. Congratulations again if you said that prayer. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I appreciate that, and definitely you will appreciate that, giving your life to Jesus Christ. First thing you need to do, folks, there's a couple steps here, is grab yourself a Bible, get a Bible from a friend, get a Bible from a colleague. If not, then you can, here in the States, you can order one through Amazon, or just go down to your local bookstore and you can find one. But get yourself a good holy Bible. And then the next thing you want to do is get into the Bible, start reading the Bible, go from chapter to chapter, page to page. And once you start doing that, learn about Jesus and learn about the history of how God made the world and how God made man and woman, creation. And that's found in the very first chapter of Genesis. And then, of course, where we're at, we're in the book of Revelation. We're near the end. That's at the very end. And you go through all the different chapters in the Bible. It's just so fascinating, such a learning experience. And so start getting into the Bible. And then the third thing is, you'll want to get into a good church. And I recommend a church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity. For those people out there that don't happen to know what that means, that's what that is. And so find a good church that preaches the Word of God and preaches the Trinity. And then after that, you'll probably have some questions. Get a hold of a senior member, a pastor, assistant pastor, a deacon, a senior member of the church or congregation, and ask them your questions. And ask and ask and ask, you know, when is Jesus coming back? What does Jesus want you to do in the meantime? What does God expect out of you? What are the Ten Commandments? I mean, I had millions of questions, and just go through that. And I would ask my dad, and I'd ask other people, and get your questions answered. And congratulations again. And if you want to write me, you can write me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And congratulations, folks. You've given your life to Jesus Christ and tell the world about it. That's it for today's podcast, folks. You can always find me at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. I'm your host, Eric. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. Take care. Until next time, be safe and God bless. See ya. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.